Shalom. Welcome to the Loftus Party. You have found it. We're doing a very special, it's a Passover edition.
Oi, Gewalt.
Oi! I love that. I wish I knew more Yiddish stuff, you know? I wish I did.
We can have a conversation afterwards.
Absolutely. I want to learn some stuff. So
it's a Shonda for the Goyim. I'll tell you that much.
A Shonda for the Goyim. What does that mean?
I don't know.
So you're just making things
it
up.
It sounded pretty good, though. It sounded Jewy.
No, it didn't remotely.
No. It's Shonda and
Gertz. What does it mean?
Shonda is like, oh, yeah, that's a lovely thing. And Goyim is a derogatory term.
Sweet.
Here's what I know.
I insulted people. All right. Didn't even know it.
I know this like little song. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego and the fiery furnace were tossed. Everybody thought the end was near, but they had faith that the Lord above would come and save the day. That's all I remember. I went to like this like Jewish day camp as a kid because my parents were awesome. They're like, you need to learn about other faiths.
I went to a lot of Jewish day camps. Never heard
you never
that
heard
song.
That song?
No.
I don't even know what it refers to.
I think
there's
the
some
Beastie
really
Boys
cool...
did a Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego song,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. There's some cool... There's some very... I invite everybody.
What is
hang
that?
Hang out. That is what I like to call...
Oh,
It's a little phone ringing in the background.
It's beautiful.
It is.
Soothing.
It's like Tinkerbell comes... You know what that is? We were portraying our Jewish friends in a positive light, and the Lord smiled upon us.
Yeah.
He's like, thank you, my friends.
The chosen people.
I tell you what, there is something going on. There is something going on. I was telling my kids this the other day. I was in Israel doing stand-up a few years back. There's something about that land, that the produce, the dairy. Oh, my Lord. You will never have better ice cream than you will have in Israel. If that was the only reason to protect Israel, we should do it.
I think so.
Like
too.
Donald Trump is like, go to Israel, have the ice cream. You'll agree with me. They need an Iron Dome. We have to protect the ice cream and the produce. So anyway, it's a Passover edition. Andrew Apple, you're here. You're going to tell us a little bit about Passover. What is Passover? Let's enlighten the people.
Passover is a celebration of the Jews exiting. I'm trying to do this in my best end voice, but if you learn...
It's working. You crush it every week. You're killing it, dude.
If you remember the story of the 10 plagues that you learned in Sunday school, at the end of the 10 plagues, Pharaoh released all the Jews who he had kept as slaves from Egypt. And before wandering 40 years in the desert, they were able to pass through the Red Sea when Moses' sister Miriam danced and God heard their cries and split the sea down the middle so that all the Jews could walk right through it. And then the minute that the Egyptian soldiers came after them, nope, bye, and
boom.
They all drowned.
So that's Passover?
That's Passover.
Wow. Wow, that's kind of cool. And hey, 40, this is just a fun-to-know fact, because this is what we do on the Loftus Party. We talk about fun-to-know bar facts. 40 is just a number that means a lot. You hear that? You have the literal Bible people who like, no, it was 40 years. Now, here's what I want to tell you. 40 is just a one-size-fits-all number for it was a lot. That's why the four, Alibaba and the 40 thieves. There was not literally 40 thieves. There was just a lot.
So when I crack open a 40... To pour out on my dead homies?
That is a lot of beer.
Wow.
Yes.
That's I'm fact-checking that.
That's why it's always 40 days.
Are you
40...
fact-checking what he's saying?
Yes.
You don't believe what Loftus
Noah
is saying?
Noah did stuff for 40. Look it up. He's Googling it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
The original Hebrew.
Oh, by the way, that's Andrew Apple. I'm Jake Anarino. This is Michael Loftus,
We're
your host.
We just jumped right in.
That's okay.
I got all excited about Passover.
Well, the Loftus Party is a show for people with brains.
That is true.
Yep.
And what we're going to do is, like, by taking a guy like you...
I'm the guy without the brains
right,
on the show.
Right, and bringing you into brains.
Right.
People will be like, I can do it, too. It's like the show I was on... It's like the show I was on, World's Dumbest, which I guess there was another marathon on.
I love that show, though.
I get recognized more for being on World's Dumbest.
Dude, I used to watch you every
night. Television show, The Flip Side with Michael Loftus.
Hey, people love that true TV.
They do.
It's hard to avoid.
I swear. And you know what the thing is? Here's the appeal of the World's Dumbest. You'd have a horrible day at work. You'd have a horrible day at the office, whatever, blah, 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 blah. You come home, you watch World's Dumbest, and you think, man, at least I'm not that guy. That guy's a...
There were some stupid people coming on that show.
There were. But I tell you, this is an exciting time. A bunch of announcements. I'm going to just going to tread water while you're looking up the whole 40 thing.
Sounds good.
Where are you looking? You on the Google?
I'm on the Google. I'm on the JWeekly.com.
The JWeekly. I'm on JDate.
Do you think he'd just make that up about the 40 being?
I don't know. I don't think he would make
then
that
why
up.
Why would you fact check it, sir?
No, I think it's great. Let's find out where it came from and all that good stuff. But don't you find it odd? Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. Noah, 40 days, 40 nights. Everything's 40, 40, 40. It's just a one-size-fits-all number for a lot.
Well, that sucks because I'm over 40 years old.
That's a lot. See, it works every time. That's why it's the perfect. Like 30? That's not so many.
Yeah.
40? That's a lot.
I don't like it.
So here's what I can announce right now. I was on David Webb's show on XM Satellite Radio. Great guy, David Webb. He's been a guest on The Flip Side.
He's pretty cool.
And now the show, The Flip Side, with Michael Loftus, we are going to be returning to Politicon this summer. Politicon is this fantastic event. Last year was the first year. It was the L.A. Convention Center. Everybody was down there from the left, from the right. You had the young jerks, Turks.
The dumb jerks, I think.
The one works.
Yeah. I hate those guys. I really hate those guys.
That's socialism right there. One works. And then
the one
else,
works. Yeah. That's their new name the of the
young
show,
Turks,
I think.
The one works. One works. They were there. So our TV show is going to be down there, and I told them we would be podcasting from there as well.
They
got very excited. I'm going to be doing some panels. Ann Coulter's going to be there again. I got to get another interview with her. Oh, and then here's the other thing, more huge news. The Flip Side television show, we have new episodes coming up in May. The first weekend of May, second week, all new episodes. Really, really good shows.
And
very funny.
Michelle
Bachman's on the show. Her hair's kind of jacked up, but I wasn't.
Dude, you can't say that about a guest on our show.
It was a great interview. She's a lovely person. I lacked the confidence when we sat down to be like, "Hey, Michelle,
what's up with your hair?
Do you have like a hair person?" It did. It looked like she kind of just like kind of rolled out of bed. But anyway, she was adorable. She was a lot of fun. You know who else was adorable on the show? Ann Coulter, when she was on.
Every time she opens her mouth, it's controversy. Our episode we had with her ends up on the Huffington Post because she just, everything she says
three
seems
times,
to be controversial.
Three times that footage where she was talking about her book and how Donald Trump had read her book, three times that footage was put on the internet and we had to ask him to take it down. And I'll tell you what, I will say this for the record. The Huffington Post, very cool about it.
They did.
Very cool. As soon as we told them, hey, that's stolen footage, they're like, our bad. We'll put up your version. They couldn't have been nicer about it.
They were pretty cool.
I like me the Huffington
Post. Did they put up our version?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, they eventually did.
Frustrating. It's like, you know, why don't you do a cursory Google search? You know, we have the Flip Side YouTube page. That clip is up there. It wouldn't have been that hard to find.
Right. Right. Well,
I think they dropped it before we released it,
Huffington
and whoever
posted,
stole it.
There were two people after
right
that.
On top.
There was one group, Addicting Info. They just were like,
Addicting Info is a scumbag. They'll just steal stuff. They don't care.
Yeah,
they really do not
that's
care.
They ripped it off the TV show and they just put it up on their own.
And it's
YouTube
really
page.
Addicting Misinfo, from what I look at the site, because those people are just completely just making things up.
Here's the thing: I haven't even heard of that website. You know what website I have heard of?
The Huffington Post.
I've heard of that one. You know the other one that I'm just now hearing about? A little website called theloftusparty.com.
Is it up?
This is, it is up right now.
Sweet.
There's version 1.0. Version 2.0 is going to be hitting very, very soon. Super excited about it. Super excited. It's going to be the most, it's going to be a very awesome website. I thought about, you know, doing the hyperbole. Like, it's the best way. It's going to be a pretty awesome website.
We're working on it. It's going to
be
cool.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want videos? Do you want video clips? You want to go to theloftusparty.com. Do you want to know where to find episodes of the podcast? You got to go to theloftusparty.com. Do you have like a small business that you want to pimp out? You want to celebrate capitalism? Ba-boom.
Do you want
to
date Asian singles?
Not so much on theloftusparty.com.
Oh.
That's going to be other websites. That's a good idea. We're going to put that in the good idea hat.
A lot of people want to do it.
I understand. You know what else,
I would
you know what
not
else
mind.
They want? Oh, evidently, a lot of people must have a problem with their erections.
I do.
Those...
I know I do.
Do you want to refinance your home loan, Jason?
I do. And I don't even
and
have
you're
a home
in luck.
Loan.
It's going to be awesome.
That's cool.
When we're finished. We got a killer news feed we're going to be putting up there. It's going to be literally new stuff every day, all the time. And there's a few bells in there that I don't want to write now. But it's going to be great. Go to Instagram. Go to the Instagram. And if you like whatever like cool stuff you're into, and keep it safe. Keep it safe for work. It's not going to be the dirty pictures here. Post your pictures. Use the hashtag. It's all explained on the website. And we've got a whole just like party web page that's just good times, man. Whatever you're into. Booze. If you're in just like hanging out with your dog. You're hanging into going camping. Nightclubs, and I want your tips. Like, where's the cool place to hang out in Spain? Where do we like nightlife, travel stuff? I'm so excited.
It's gonna have everything.
It's
a little something for everybody.
I'm very, very excited about it.
And we're using the hashtag the party, so everyone knows.
Yes. Yeah.
Sweet.
Hashtag the party. Let's get into some news, shall we?
Yes.
Political news, because that's what this is thing. It's political, it's pop culture. I want to start off with a little story I was watching last night on the MSNBC. They're like, what does Bernie Sanders want? Like, what does he want? He's a conundrum because, like, he's hanging in. Like, when Hillary was running against Barack Obama,
yep.
She's like, hook me up, put me in the
cabinet. And she got a gig.
She did. She got a very good gig, which is the perfect gig if you think about it. It's like Barack, like, they fought viciously when they were going at it. And then, you know, Barack went. And then he's like, you know what, Hillary? I am going to give you a very coveted position. She's like, ooh, I'm going to be in the cabinet. Well, you're going to be flying a lot. You're going to spend a lot of time out of the country. So you might want to set up a little server, private, completely illegal. So everybody's like, what does Bernie Sanders want? What does Bernie Sanders want? And I think, here's what I want. I think I know what he wants. I think he wants to be the president, and I think he wants a socialist country, and I think he wants to tax the pants off of people.
I think that's exactly what he wants.
I don't think he wants a cabinet position. What is he qualified for?
He's too old to be president, though. The guy's like 100.
Like, what would you do, though? The head of Environmental Protection Agency?
I mean, you know what? Actually,
Where would you put him?
I mean, he would actually do really well somewhere in the cabinet, you know, working with Veterans Affairs, because that's what he does in the Senate, right?
Yeah, and look how good we're treating the veterans. They're only committing suicide
every day.
He's
in charge of veterans. Oh, my gosh. Here's a whole statistic.
We should all be ashamed at what's happening to the veterans in this country. And it's guys like Bernie Sanders who are at fault.
Wait a minute.
Saying, oh, I want to help these
Bernie
people.
Bernie Sanders is in charge of Veterans Affairs?
That's what he's been up to, yeah.
That is, he's fired.
Yeah,
he
definitely.
He is so fired. Here's an idea. In Micheltopia, the person in charge of Veterans Affairs is a veteran.
That's a good idea.
I don't think Bernie's picked up the old rifle and dug a trench.
He actually fought in the French Revolutionary War.
Mon Dieu, Bernie, hand me a cannonball. Here they come.
I tell you, I'm lifting very hard. I got to lift with my legs. I think I pulled something. Oh, I pulled something. We might have to lose this battle. Tell Napoleon I'll be back.
Why is Bernie Sanders in charge of veterans anything?
Well, he's not in charge. He's on that committee. The Republicans, they have the Senate right now,
okay.
So they're in charge.
Okay, good. Get him off that committee.
Yeah, but I think it's the Republicans and the Democrats that really need to figure something out to help these veterans. The illegal aliens, they get the health care, they get the welfare, they get all this stuff. We got 50,000 homeless vets on the street. They're committing suicide at like 20 vets a day. So we have to do something.
We really do. And that's the other thing. And that goes right into Obamacare. I'm not sure where the funny is here, but we've said it before. On the flip side, like with a single payer system, really, really scary. And if it doesn't scare you as a listener, look how they treat the vets.
Yeah.
Like you look at the VA hospital, that's what happens when the federal government is in charge. That's what happens.
They're literally putting some of these guys on a kill list. They're on a no treatment list. Don't treat them. Let them die.
What's that based on?
Fact.
Where?
Well, you got Google.
Oh,
you look up everything
oh.
he says. Look up what I say.
Oh, no. Did we get back to the 40? Did we ever find out?
I'm going to go into the Hebrew original language and we'll come back with it next week.
Okay. You know what? We're dipping our toes in the conspiracy water, which I never ever like to do on the show. However, I am hearing bubbles about this, about like people who are like no treatment. I don't know. It's hard to say. I would encourage all of our listeners to search it to look up for themselves.
I think I might search now.
All I know is this: once upon a time, and I've said this on other radio shows, Social Security. And then you're like, how does this work? Social Security was designed to kick in at 65 because when it started, most people died when they were. Now, for the government to know most people die when they're 60, they're using the facts against us. So I have to think. And at some point, we have established the federal government is not afraid to use facts against us.
Okay.
People die when they're 60. this will kick in when they're 65.
Well, now they want to push it up to like 70.
Of course they do.
Wait a second.
Of course they do.
67,
that's
yeah.
That's the number they're actually pushing towards right now.
Well, this is, I mean, it's the whole Social Security thing is nuts. The whole thing is crazy. It's bizarre. Like
it's here's the other thing about it. Just like the VA hospitals, this is great. This is my big beef. This is my beef with the Democratic Party. This is my beef with them. Big government is not the answer. Like, when Social Security gets fired up, the idea of it is good. Everybody's going to kick in, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to kick in. Whenever you have a job, we're going to take a little. We're going to hold on to that money. And then when you're retired, we'll give it back to you a little bit at a time. And you're like, okay, that's a deal. I won't even see that money. It's awesome. Unfortunately, the federal government is in charge. And they steal. They take that money and they use it for Lord knows what. Now all the baby boomers are retired and they're gobbling up all the money. Who didn't see that coming? We all saw it coming. And now they're going, well, Social Security, we're going to have to raise the limit. Well, hopefully, they're hoping more people will die so they don't get their money. And that's what we're hoping with. And like, the money's not there. The Democrats, the Republicans, they're all like, well, we're going to try to save it. What the? Going to try to save it?
How about just let me keep my money?
I got receipts. That's the joke I do on stage. I got receipts.
Yeah.
They've been taking that out of my check since I was 14 years old. I got receipts.
Okay, so again, we're solution-oriented.
That is right.
All right. So in Michaeltopia, what's the solution?
Letting me keep my money?
In Michaeltopia, the solution is this. The government cannot use that money for anything.
Okay.
Just let the system run as it runs.
Well, didn't the politicians like dip into Social Security and take like billions out?
They do it all the time.
Yeah.
No, they do it all the time.
That's crazy.
Here's another one.
And everybody's just cool with this?
Here's another one that people don't understand. But I'll tell you this. My father-in-law, a pilot for a long, long time, he was a big wig at the FAA until he took retirement because it's like impossible to fire people. People who are just like really not good at their jobs and they realize, well, you know, I'm the only fill in the blank here. I'm the only Indian. I'm the only black. I'm the only girl. I'm the only what? You can't really fire. They know that they're on easy street. So he got extremely frustrated. So he bolted, took early retirement. So here's the fun thing. When we started flying planes, commercially people started traveling through air. They knew as planes were getting better and better, they would have to keep making new airports. So they did this thing called the airport improvement tax. So everybody pays for it and has paid for it since we've had airports. It's like a nickel or something. And it's a big, big pile of money, right? That is never used for airport improvements. It's used for whatever the government wants to use it for because nobody really knows about it. So after 9/11, when everybody's like super scared, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Instead of using the airport improvement money to improve the security at airports, like, tell you what, America, how about everybody pays like another 50 cents to a buck for a plane ticket, and we're going to put some security in here. And my father-in-law is like, whoa, whoa, use the airport improvement tax. So whenever the government has a big pile of money, like Social Security, airport improvement tax, they will use it on whatever the heck they want.
Okay, so does that mean that Spirit can finally stop charge for a bathroom fee?
There's a $5
bathroom
fee?
Did they charge you $5 to use the John?
Yeah, if you actually go in and look at their ticket prices, there's a facilities fee.
That's great, but still, what's the price of the ticket?
$3.
Yeah, it's about
which is weird because there's a $5 tax. I don't know how that even works.
No, I mean, Spirit, you're basically getting on the Greyhound bus of the air.
I thought that was Southwest.
I'm okay with it.
Spirit's worse, huh?
Spirit is much, much worse. I mean, you're basically, you're cramming into a little seat. It's probably sticky. You don't know why it's sticky.
Are they international or are they only domestic?
They're only domestic. Okay. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, you can go from California to Boston one way for 90 bucks.
See,
sometimes.
I wouldn't do that, though. If for a short flight, Spirit I might do for like an hour or a 2 hour flight. But I'm not going on a 5-6 hour flight on Spirit Air. That would.
Yeah, I've done it before. It's not comfortable.
It's not comfortable on good airlines, no. I mean, it's...
Oh, my goodness.
They're cramming us in like sardines.
Oh, my goodness. Brother Jason, brother Andrew. When I was flying back and forth from Long Island, working on a little project.
On a little project?
We named later. flew on the JetBlue.
Good?
Oh,
woo!
I've never done JetBlue.
I got all James Brown on you. Woo! Yes, I did. I flew in the first class, they call it Mint. They have their own,
Michael.
Like, they invented. Now, here's what I love
about. I'm never going to get to fly first class.
Sure you will.
Yes, you will.
Sure you will. This show is blowing up.
All right, I've never
I've looked at our numbers. This show is growing at a really good rate. we have to maintain some kind of integrity and commitment to comedy because people are actually listening. But JetBlue, they have their own signature cocktail there. And it's like minty and it's delicious and it's wonderful. And you can get that with or without alcohol. And guess what? I had it without the alcohol.
Still good.
Completely delicious.
And your seat that's was roomy.
That's where I met French Montana. That's where I was hanging with French Montana. Remember that show? Yeah, it was great. I watched Star Wars, The Force Awakens, on the way to and from Long Island.
Which one was better?
You know what? The second one, the flight home, was better. I've reconciled myself with Han Solo's passing. I really have. And you know, and you know who I blame? You know, if you don't know by now, haha, I just ruined your day.
Don't wreck your car.
Han Solo dies.
People know,
all right?
I think.
And you know why he dies? You know why?
Because they couldn't afford to pay Harrison Ford in the next movie.
Oh, he's back in the next one. They've already announced it.
Really?
Him. Yeah.
I knew he was going to be alive. I told you
I
that.
I wish.
You know, he's back. It's true.
What?
Yeah. He signed
Michael,
up for the
you,
next movie.
Whoa, no, he didn't. You are messing with me.
I'm not messing with you.
You made a joke about how the lightsaber.
I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. Did he really?
Yeah.
No, he did not.
I crossed
it's a
my
prequel.
Heart to die.
But the bad news is he's on the kill list at the VA hospital.
Shush your face. Shush your face. the new order VA. The first order VA.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? Here's the... I'm so excited now. I'm so excited.
Dude, I'm pretty
Seriously,
happy.
Google it. I need independent confirmation.
All right, so while he's Googling it, can we...
But here, okay, just really quick. This is Star Wars news. And okay, because... So I got The Force Awakens on Blu-ray, blah, blah.
Of course.
I watched the extras. Mm-hmm. And here's one of the most... Two things that happened. One incredibly sad, one incredibly awesome. Harrison Ford was saying, this is the sad part. He's like, well, I said it in the third movie. No, there's nothing for me to add. The only way my character can add anything and move the story forward is if he dies. So he wanted to die in Return of the Jedi.
So much so that they almost killed him on set.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, that was horrible. But however, the one thing that I thought was really, really cool was his attention to detail. That they meticulously built the Millennium Falcon again in Harrison Ford. The toggle switches have to work. You have to put springs in there. And then they have a scene and they cut it from the movie when Harrison Ford walks into the Millennium Falcon. Now, if you look at, I watched A New Hope. I spent all of my paper route money. I had a paper route when I was a little kid, and I would go see Star Wars like every weekend. It was stupid.
I loved
it. It was stupid,
yeah.
Right? It was like there were golden dice hanging in the cockpit of Falcon.
I never noticed.
I noticed. And they disappeared in The Empire Strikes Back, and they remained disappeared for all the other films. Hmm. However, if you look at A New Hope, there's dice hanging, like you'd hang from your rear view mirror.
They brought them back.
And I'm like, where did those dice go? Someone... God bless J.J. Abrams. Everybody who loves the
His
Star Wars
research team must
there
have...
is a there's a beautiful little shot. It didn't make obviously the final cut, but Harrison Ford walks in. He's Han Solo. He reaches into his pocket and he pulls out the golden dice.
Mm.
And for like the dork in me, it was just like, yeah, it was like this. Like I thought I was the only
you might
person
be the who... only person that noticed.
Oh,
that,
it was
actually.
Awesome. And here's a wonderful little heartwarming thing: the Chewbacca suit that they made for the new one. They tried all these different materials, but the costumers are like, we looked at the old one, the original one. It was made out of wool. And they're like, we ended up going back with wool because the way it moves and blah, blah, blah. And they kept wearing out the suits because everybody just wanted to hug Chewbacca.
I would hug Chewbacca.
And then they showed this montage. Like, it was so awesome. Like, when the actors would, like, walk on the set and, like, Chewbacca would be there, they're like, instantly, like, a gravitational pull. And I'm like, I want to hug Chewbacca. All right, so what do we got on Han Solo?
This is according to The Independent. Star Wars 8 casting call reveals Han Solo will be back for The Force Awakens.
Bum, ba, bum. Here's what happens when you kill people with a lightsaber, my friend. It instantly cauterizes the wound. And I think...
Yeah, but it went through his heart, dude.
No, just missed.
It just barely
bum,
missed his heart.
Da-da-da.
Ooh, they
da,
should
da,
bring
da,
Indiana Jones da. Into the next Star Wars.
Yeah, that would add a lot.
I think
okay,
it would.
We're going to get back into movies in a little bit. Seriously, that just made my day. That
it's pretty
just
cool.
Made
yeah.
my day. You can't kill somebody by throwing them down one of those giant holes.
No, you
where
can't.
Does like, that
you,
hole go?
It goes to some little thing where you hang on upside down by your legs.
Oh,
just
that's
like
right.
Luke Skywalker did in that movie. And I tell you what, I'm starting to think the Emperor isn't dead. Remember when Darth Vader lifted him up over his head, threw him down one of those holes? That didn't kill him. That other dude from the dark side, they chopped him in half.
Darth Maul?
Darth Maul.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Count Dooku.
No, I'm thinking of Darth Maul. Okay. He was. That didn't kill him.
Nope.
He stayed alive.
Because, you know, in episode three, that's that moment where Anakin Skywalker took Obi-Wan's lightsaber and basically used the two lightsabers like scissors and just chopped off Count Dooku's head.
Yeah. That killed Dooku. That killed him.
Okay.
God bless you, Christopher Lee. Can't be that. You need everything.
It's going to sound like Crane.
But Han Solo getting stabbed in the heart, you're okay with.
He didn't get stabbed in the heart. It just missed, dude.
How do you know?
Just missed. Because he's alive.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I mean, it's not going to be Star Wars without Han, if you ask me.
I tell you what, it ain't Star Wars without Han Solo, and it ain't a Batman movie or a Batman video game without Mark Hamill. As the Joker, Kevin Conroy as Batman. There's some things you just need. You just have to have them. Now listen, honestly, Princess Leia, she could go away.
We could kill her.
Right?
Like she goes in for some sort of futuristic facelift and there's complications and she dies.
Futuristic facelift. All right, so when we left off, we were talking about what Bernie Sanders wanted. That's huge news. Okay, so Bernie Sanders, they can't figure out what he wants. I think he wants a political revolution. I think he's in way over his head.
He's about 100. He's going to die like next.
And he and Hillary, they're fighting over a soda tax?
Yeah. So in Philadelphia, Mayor Jim Kenney proposed that he wanted to pay for universal preschool by adding a 3-cent tax on all soda pop.
Universal.
Yeah. So every kid.
Because studies show that kids do better when they go to preschool. And everybody needs to have that opportunity.
It is ridiculous.
So, and this is a quote from Bernie Sanders. Frankly, I'm very surprised that Secretary Clinton would support this regressive tax after pledging not to raise taxes on anyone making less than $250,000.
It's kind of funny to hear him complaining about somebody wanting to tax people. All of a sudden, he wants to...
Especially a tax for people under $250,000, because that's his big tax.
He wants to tax everybody.
I tell you, college is free. Everybody's going to get hit by that. And then the other one, here, I'm going to drop this knowledge on you. Guess what tax rate old Bernie Sanders is paying?
Very low, I heard.
13.5. That cat made 200 and some odd thousand dollars for being a senator, and he paid like 22 grand in taxes. That is criminal. That is criminal.
It wouldn't be if he wasn't going around telling everybody that they need to be different than him.
And you know what? And no one talks about this. Like, I saw it on several news websites, and I'm like, this is not the most important. Like, you can't. No. He's making 200 and some odd thousand dollars, and he's only paying that? Oh, my Lord. We've talked about it on the show before. When I do a stand-up show, for every dollar I make, the government gets 40 cents.
That's wild.
So really?
They get 60, really? Don't they?
No.
You keep 40 cents.
No, I think it's the other way.
No.
I keep 60, they take 40.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's horrible. It's horrible.
We do have a system right now where...
You shook me. You were so sure about it.
Well, there are people in my family that are paying 60 to the dollar.
It's...
They're at a high rate.
Nuts.
But...
And how dare... Like, seriously, Bernie Sanders, he lost... Listen, I like the guy. Like,
things I like about Bernie.
I love his passion. I love that he's not married to a teleprompter. I like that he speaks from the heart, and that's wonderful. He's very excited. He also happens to be wrong, and it really upsets me. Like, whoa, slow, wait, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah.
And he's got that sweet ride, and I'll drop some more knowledge on you right here. He's a U.S. senator, so that money he makes, all you have to do is get elected one time to the Senate, and you get that money and those benefits for life.
No, that is not true.
When did they get rid of that?
That was changed a long time. You need to serve for a certain number of years, but if you are elected one time, you do not get that pension for life. That is a Facebook meme that makes its way around. That is not true.
Okay, I'm going to look that up.
Okay.
Yeah, but him complaining
about
the rich not paying their fair share and people need to pay more taxes as he's not paying is kind of like a guy chain-smoking cigarettes going, don't smoke, it's bad for you. What's wrong with you? You shouldn't be allowed to smoke. And just puffing away on cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's literally that hypocritical. The guy, there are things I like about Bernie. I like his ideas about private prisons not being a good idea. And marijuana legalization, stuff like that. But then when he starts talking about his economic policies, it goes way off the rails for me. And I'm like, this guy, I want to like him. But then he's got these issues that I disagree with.
Well, here's philosophically, and I'm with Bono on this one, and I'm with a lot of other people. Capitalism and entrepreneurship has brought more people out of poverty than any kind of government program. Give somebody a chance to for a job.
Well, and on you're Twitter, good to go. It was trending, resist capitalism, and all these people are like, capitalism is so evil. I'm like, wait, people have lost their minds. Capitalism is king. The reason America's got these problems is not because of capitalism. The reason we're having these problems is because we've gone too far into socialism, too far into communism. And then people are going, well, the solution should be more socialism. No, that's the problem we're having.
I agree.
We need to get back to not crony capitalism.
Back to
real
capitalism.
Capitalism.
Back to capitalism on the Loftus Party. And not crony capitalism either.
No, because that's kind
means
of what we're
fake, into. By the way.
That's
see, I'm going to say that and then Andrew's gonna be like, I'll Google that. I'm going to Google that.
No. I was just
crony.
My personal take on it is where they're coming from is the great Winston Churchill quote.
Oh, here we go.
Capitalism is the worst economic system apart from all the other.
Yeah, Winston Churchill's got the greatest quotes you'll ever read.
You know what? He was like Rush Limbaugh back in the day.
No,
I'm not even kidding.
You can't compare Rush Limbaugh to the great Winston Churchill.
I'm telling
brother.
You, Winston Churchill, before World War II, was writing all these letters and was rah, 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 and everybody, he was made fun of, he was mocked. It was not, his career was not going well. Then everything he said, he like was trying to tell everybody, Hitler's going to be a problem, da, 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 da. And they're like, you're just a warmonger. You just like war, war, war. You're just blah, blah, blah. And then it happened. They're like, okay.
Well,
not that I'm saying put Rush Limbaugh in charge. Okay. So we're going to, the other big news events that I think that we have to cover, we got to talk about this, North Carolina bathroom thing.
Yes.
Everybody. I'm doing all these news interviews. I'm on these radio stations and other people's podcasts and blah, blah, blah. And it's all the bathroom. And people are mad at Donald Trump for his answer, which I think was like totally legitimate. He's like, it's never been a problem. It's never been a problem.
No.
We should like leave everything as it is. And I saw last night, once again, on MSNBC, they interviewed some guy who's been in law enforcement in North Carolina for like 40 years, like this old white guy. He's like, I've never had a problem. There's never been complaints, like never once. There's never been a complaint. Mm-hmm. Like, uh-oh, a man used the woman's room a guy in a dress. Like, it's not a thing.
There's like four trannies on the whole planet.
And I guess that's
trannies.
A bad word now. That's a
okay,
bad word.
What do you call them then? Because I don't know the... Okay.
No, actually, the transgender.
Transgender.
Okay, well, there's not a lot
see,
of transgendered people, especially
no,
not in the Deep South.
And I tell you what. Like, why do you say that?
You don't want to be a transgendered person living in Alabama. You're going to get in
a
fist fight every day.
Like, what was that Kevin Spacey? Kevin Spacey was in the movie, I think Clint Eastwood directed it. It was about Savannah, Georgia, and it was a murder
Midnight
mystery.
In the Garden of Good
Yeah,
Evil.
There's a fantastic transsexual in that in that movie. And it's a real person. And she was fantastic, you know? And like, seriously.
Which restroom?
I think she used the ladies' room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's my thing.
Here's the deal. I think she was pretty. Right? And I know...
Yeah, what happens with the dude
midnight,
with a mustache coat?
That is the problem. We just got exactly to my point. This is one of those laws. It's like sexual harassment. It only is about ugly people. Seriously.
Michael.
I'm telling you, if you are good looking, seriously, if you're a good looking person and you hit on somebody at work, they'll be like, ooh, so-and-so wants to have sex with me. And they kind of like, they're excited
about
it. What
about a married woman who doesn't want harassed even by a good-looking?
What?
A married woman at the office gets harassed by a guy who's good-looking, but she's married. She don't want a part of it.
Right. So she's like, hey, dude, I'm married.
Right, but...
Right? But if it's an ugly guy, she calls the cops.
Oh my goodness!
Seriously, it's only sexual harassment if you're ugly.
Here's my
and like seriously, if you're a good looking person, if you're a good looking dude and you have feminine features and you put on a dress and you look, dude,
I'd make an ugly
see
nightmare.
You go walking.
Oh, speak for yourself.
You go walking into the women's room.
Yeah,
they'd be like, okay, that's a dude. But seriously, I mean, I've seen some people who are like, yes, you are definitely a
I
woman,
love...
and you are an attractive woman. God bless you. Have
so,
a great
so
life.
So let's just call this what it is. This
a,
is
a war on ugly people.
It's big government at the state level trying to pass these laws so that they can go off and do whatever they want in the meantime, so that they can go off and they can pass laws about businesses because nobody's paying attention because they're all too busy
talking
about
the
bathrooms.
Yeah.
Wow. Did I miss something there? Did something happen while we were talking about the bathrooms?
No, but I mean, that's what a lot of these big government states do. They come up with these silly laws that nobody really cares about. But they focus on, you know, abortion, transgender issues, gay rights issues, because people get all upset about those.
You're looking at what the left hand's doing. Meanwhile, the right hand is picking your pocket.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, seriously. We should look at that bill and find out. There's got to be something more to it than just like where are
my
where,
thing
where's
is
that, where's
I have ne- I have a lot of nieces. I have nieces.
Let's go deep. Let's go undercover.
Can I'd we do put that? On a dress and try Let's, to go.
Seriously.
I'll do it.
Oh, my gosh. Target, I guess, is gender neutral with
They're
the
just
changing
saying,
rooms now.
Whatever you want to do.
And I tell you, I was in Target over the weekend. I love me the
did
Target.
Did you go in the ladies' room?
I really did.
I actually went in the ladies' room last week at Starbucks because the men's room was full.
Ba-boom. And that was my other joke, like my idea for a joke. Like the next Dodger game I go to, I'm just going to totally have a dress and a backpack. Because like you go during the seventh inning stretch and it's just packed.
Yeah.
It's just packed. And like there's no one at the ladies' room, so I'm just going to throw on a dress and be like, I'm a lady. My name's Michelle and I got a tinkle.
Well,
there you go. So advantage me, right? So this law helps the citizen.
I love the gay people. I love the transgenders. I love everybody. I've got no problem. But I'm a red-blooded man. I have nieces. If I see a man follow my niece into a men's room, I can't help it. I'm going to stop him.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what. No. I'm sorry. I'll go in there, too.
I'll physically make them leave the.
No,
they're not going in.
Why wouldn't you?
A
just
man's
go?
Not going into the ladies' room.
Jason,
my,
why wouldn't you just go in there with?
Because I'm not.
See,
I'm
now,
another
no,
guy
listen.
Going into the ladies' room. Then
right. So there you go.
I'm not going to follow my niece
so
into the ladies' room.
So
she should be able to go in.
So
there.
So you'd rather physically confront a stranger and maybe go?
I don't
escalate
want to.
The thing to violence.
I don't want to.
So then go in and protect your niece.
Yeah, that's all you do.
No, I'm going to be the creepy guy going into these.
No, it's your niece.
I'm not do that.
I tell you what, I got two little boys, man. When they would like McDonald's, and that's a thing in a kid's, when a little kid's development, they're like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then off they go. And then some other dude just comes.
I'm not comfortable with it.
I would go into the bathroom and just kind of hang out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's no comedy there.
No.
Yeah. But like, you're a moron if you don't look out for your little kids. And you know what they say?
You can't help yourself.
They say the world now is safer than it's ever been. Especially in America. Safer than it's ever been. The internet makes it seems like just crime.
Violence, but, yeah. Death.
Okay, so here's what I wrote this down. That was my note to get into that story. So be the best transgender you could be.
I try to
I
be,
feel
Michael.
Bad. I really do. I feel bad. I feel bad for the guys that like aren't good looking.
Yeah.
When they put on the dress. That's tough. That's a real tough one. But I don't know if they were using the women's room in the first place. Because like you know. Like you're looking at yourself in the mirror.
I just read a story. Guy gets arrested because he put on a dress to peep at girls, and he wasn't transgender.
Oh my gosh! News of the weird. They'll find guys in scuba suits.
Scuba suits?
Yes. Occasionally, you'll find like at roadside rests, these guys will go to the bottom of the pit and like in the women's room.
Oh,
seriously,
dude! I'm gonna throw up. Stop, man!
I am telling you. And it's like, oh, that's apocryphal. That's a fake story. No, they've actually caught these words.
Yeah,
that's you are committed.
A health issue. If you, that's not.
I mean, that's not a transgender issue. That's a pervert issue.
That's
yes.
a messed
and that's
up
what
mentally.
Everybody. That's like what Ted Cruz is saying now. He's like shocked that Donald Trump would be so. And Donald Trump, the other thing he said, it's states' rights. States' rights. Federal, like if North Carolina wants to do it, let them do it. And then everybody's going to be mad at North Carolina and then they'll change, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But like Ted Cruz is making it sound like it's just pervert central down there. Just, like nothing
Yeah, but I
just...
saw him dressed in drag.
Did you see that? No. Did you see yes, that?
Yes, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my Lord. I thought that was Photoshopped.
Dude, it's crazy. She looks just like
she
him.
She looks
it's
just
nuts.
Like him.
So just so we get our listeners all on the
yes.
same page.
Like, oh, do you think there's a mystery? Like, they don't know what we're talking about.
Which bathroom does she use?
We've all seen the headlines on Facebook, just so we're all on the up and up.
Yes.
A woman named Cersei Hayes appeared on the Maury Povich show.
Cersei?
Cersei Hayes.
Like the queen from Game of Thrones?
It's spelled with an S.
Cersei. Cersei.
And she Cersei. Was, it's like, and she was like the typical
I just got
Maury...
it.
Guest. It's like it's full on.
Oh, she looks like a Maury guest.
You are or you are not the father.
Hey,
that
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Maury still has a show?
Yes, he does.
That's fantastic. Good for him. So she was a guest on the Maury show. For what reason? Why was she there?
Because she wanted to know who the father of her child was.
And then, so, oh my gosh. I thought she was on because she looked like Ted Cruz.
No, completely unfamiliar.
Oh, today so this is like on Maury, women who look like Ted Cruz. Nobody wants to be the father.
No, they've done it before. They've had celebrity lookalikes on those shows.
This is...
So this woman was on Maury because she was pregnant.
Yep.
And she wanted to know who the baby's father was.
Yes.
And then someone watched it and
said, that's Ted Cruz doppelganger.
Like
Ted Cruz.
Exactly.
She looks amazingly
like Ted. She doesn't look
like
a little like Ted Cruz. She looks like Ted Cruz. Yep. Like literally spitting image, twin brother. That's Ted Cruz.
Oh
with
my
a wig.
Gosh. So she's going to do a porn, right?
Yeah. Ex-hamster already offered.
Who? Nobody wants to watch that.
You know what?
Here's the offer, though.
Someone's going to see
Here
it.
Is the offer. $10,000. Like, come on.
But give her a couple bucks.
Insultingly low. Yeah.
But think about it. Like, for someone in that realm, they've never seen that much money in their life. She's going to pay off her house and buy a truck with it. That's what she said she was going
to
do.
She should get some sort of surgery to not look like Ted Cruz.
She's got Bernie Sanders' accountant. For $10,000, she's going to pay off her house and buy a truck?
Yeah.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
She's got Bernie Sanders' account.
It's like a $250 truck.
I tried. Right? It's a $50 truck. Does she have an accent?
Oh, yeah. Strong Southern accent.
Right? Oh,
my goodness. I see a bright future for her
and if
in the comedy business.
Oh, see now.
If you write a sketch with her, put her in
how,
a suit.
Here's how I know I've matured. Here's how I know I'm matured. I'm never going to watch that.
I'm not watching
Like when
that.
She does have the porn. Jason just... He says, I'm not going to watch it. He looks at me and mouths, I'm going to watch it. No, don't. Well, no, actually, do your thing. If you
I just, I, dude, see, I, you're not curious
the best show
a little bit?
Ever. There's so much going
privacy
on.
Privacy laws. What you want to do in your own house on your own time, that's fine. We just don't want to know about it.
Just that idea.
I don't think anybody wants to see it.
You know what? They recently did a study. They asked, I think it was women voters, if the candidate was an animal, what kind of animal they'd be and why, blah, blah, blah. And like Donald Trump, there's a lot of girls saying he was like a lion, because the hair and the attitude. I don't know about
Bernie.
Or Hillary.
Bernie's a sewer rat.
Hernie. It's Billary and Hernie and Billary. That's a great one. We should write these down. Anyway, Donald Trump was a lion. Ted Cruz, number one answer, mosquito.
A blood-sucking mosquito.
Well, but it kind of fits. That's that thing that, like, he's not going to get it. He's not going to get it because that's the reaction. It's like the people have that reaction to Hillary. I wish I knew. I got to look it up. I got to find out what animal Hillary was. But, like, people just don't trust her. Just don't trust
her. She's like a hyena.
And yet she's going to be the next president of the United States.
Yeah, I think it's a lock.
No, she won't,
Who's
my
it
friends.
Be?
It'll be a Republican. It'll be the Republican candidate because everybody's going to get behind the Republican candidate and it will be awesome. And here's what's going to – and I almost don't want to say this. I feel like it's an unfair advantage now if I just talk about this one singular issue. And I'm really thinking about – it's a numbers game, dude.
Yeah.
It's a numbers game. Absolutely. Now,
yeah, but Hillary cheats and somehow
Donald,
her delegates
Donald,
magically –
Donald Trump gets – a certain percentage of the votes, and he gets those delegates if he wins the caucus. Ted Cruz gets the da-da-da. For the longest time, there was all these people running and whittling the numbers down, down, down. Let's add up the total votes right now.
Okay.
The total votes. 18.5 million Democrats have voted.
18.5 million. That doesn't seem like a high number to me.
No.
There's 300 and some million in America.
They're not fired up for Hillary. They're not fired up for Bernie. They're not fired up for Hillary, Bernie, baga, baga. Now, on the Republican side, 23.1 million.
Okay, but here's the... And
still seems low to me.
Sounds bigger by about 4 million.
Those numbers are right, but we have to know what states they're coming from. It needs to be a little bit of a deep dive than that, because...
It's all the states
and
that
a lot
have
of
had...
people won't vote in the primaries
but
that will
Michael,
vote for the presidential race.
Michael, if that were the case, Al Gore would have been president, because he won the popular vote back in 2000, but George Bush had more electoral votes. Yeah, I mean, the popular vote in this country is not what elects a president. It's the Electoral College and the number of delegates.
Right.
So you're telling me it just doesn't matter. I think I think it's wonderful news for Republicans.
Okay.
millions and millions more votes.
Yeah, but it's going to galvanize the Democrats if a guy like Trump gets going to be a lot more voting just to vote against him, right?
And actually, to be honest, right now, it's looking like it's going to be Cruz.
No.
I hope not.
I mean, just because Cruz is shifty, like, you know,
blood-sucking mosquito. He really is a little mosquito buzzing in your face.
And both he and Kasich are getting together for Indiana and New Mexico.
It's not going to help. They're both losers.
All they're trying to do right now is just make sure that Trump does not get to the 1,237.
But that doesn't mean that Cruz is going to get it. If it's a contested convention, then it might not go to anybody that we're talking about right now. No, they might say, hey, Paul Ryan.
This is what I'm saying. He's shifty. He's a deal maker. He goes in there and he's going to get in there.
Trump isn't a deal maker?
But he
does. The guy who wrote The Art of the Deal isn't the deal maker?
Nobody likes him in Washington, Jason.
They're warming up to him.
No. People don't like Donald Trump in Washington?
Nope.
Oh.
They're warming up to him. The establishment is warming up.
That's a big wrong. They're gonna love Donald Trump way more than they like Ted Cruz.
Nobody likes Ted Cruz.
Tell us why.
Ted Cruz doesn't like Ted Cruz.
Why? Because here's the thing. Because Donald Trump is reasonable. And he will negotiate, and he'll go back and forth. And he's already said that, and people are like, what? He's changing his stance on the issues. It's all negotiation. Here's the thing with Ted Cruz, and people are going to be mad about this. Ted Cruz has been there. He's dug in his heels. He doesn't move. He shuts it down. Now, a lot of people think that's a great thing. That is a great thing. He shut down the government, and, like, listen, nothing bad ever happens when they shut down the government. Like, they shut it down. Oh, it snows in D.C., and they shut down the blah, blah, blah. The government continues to work fine, but like Ted Cruz, he's never put together more than like 3 or 4 votes.
No, that's true.
He's not. People joke about it. Like somebody joked about they would kill him on the floor of the Senate. Like a Republican.
That was Lindsey Graham. It's like if someone put a gun to Ted Cruz's head on the Senate floor, well, all of a sudden you'd have 98 people with what happened and one dead.
You know what? We're gonna have to do a special show about the Electoral College.
Okay.
Because, yeah, Al Gore had 540,000 more votes than George Bush, but the Electoral College put him over.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, is right. Let's talk about that. I'm showing my ignorance. Wearing my ignorance. 40 days and 40 nights of ignorance over here.
40. The Loftus Party investigates.
It's just a big number.
But you know what? But that's the whole thing. Like the what do you call that? The delegates. That's all to make sure people don't go crazy.
Yeah.
That 100%. Is, like, it's like, uh-oh, mob rule, this is not good, we have to be smarter than the mob, and that's what I think people like, but it's perceived as backdoor deals and swindling. People, like, and the Ted Cruz people, like, if Ted Cruz, he knows what to do, he knows the system, he knows the rules, he knows how to da-da-da-da-da-da, and that will be, just doesn't, my goodness, so
I can
news.
Safely, I feel like I can safely predict there will never be a...
And you know what, I tell you what, I'm gonna say this again, Kasich. I really, really think that there's a thing where what they're going to do is they're just going to get around that first round of balloting, and then they're going to go, boy, if we give it to Ted Cruz, all the Trump people, and if we give it to Trump, all the Cruz people. So what we're going to do is we're going to split the difference, give it to Kasich, and blah, 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 blah. And I really think that's how it's going to go down.
Then they will really upset a lot of Republicans. They won't vote, and they'll lose and give it to Hillary because Kasich can't win.
He can't win a state.
He can't win anything.
Sure, he can win Ohio. Again, bah, 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 bah.
That's one state.
Bam, 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 bam,
that's his home.
But it's an awesome state.
Jason, more than anything else, there are different rules for the primary from the general election. And when people are choosing strictly between a Democrat and a Republican, right off the bat, 40% of people are going to vote Democrat, 40% of the people are going to vote Republican.
Kasich couldn't win a game of tic-tac-toe.
So are you saying you're
this guy ain't going to win nothing
over Kasich?
I'm not voting at all. I don't like any of them, to be honest. But
so you're just going
to
sit home and let other people make the decision?
Yeah,
for you.
Yeah, I am.
If you do not vote, you're fired from this show.
Well, okay, well, then I guess I'm fine. Who am I going to vote for?
You can't complain. The lesser of two evils.
I can't complain.
You cannot? No, not if you don't
vote. Let me make my argument.
No.
What if there's nobody to vote for?
You can't complain.
If there's nobody to vote for, I can complain about that.
What?
All these people are con artists. I don't want to vote for
anybody that wants to be president. Is there a libertarian candidate you enjoy?
Maybe Gary Johnson.
There you go. So vote for him.
I'm not. No.
Why not?
Because I don't.
Because I'm taking my ball and going home.
No, I don't. I don't. Look, my leader is not in Washington, D.C. The person that I worship and want to rule over my life.
Worship? No, no one's worshiping.
Well, yeah, people worship these politicians. They worship Obama.
Who do you want to be president?
I don't really. It doesn't matter to
right,
me.
Do a write-in vote.
It doesn't matter
but
to me.
But participate in
it's
democracy.
It's all BS.
Participate in democracy. That's a prerequisite.
We
have you here because of your wit.
If I vote, that means...
And your alarming good looks and address. But you have to participate in democracy. Let's do some
Michael Tobias. That would mean that I have to endorse a politician, and I'm just not going to do that.
First of all, you guys, let's just take a moment and just celebrate Han Solo's coming back. Woo! Man, oh man. You know what? Han Solo's coming back. And guess, have you seen the new Jason Bourne trailer?
Yep. Looks awesome.
Boom!
Eh.
No, come on. Matt Damon's back as Jason Bourne. That's exciting as heck. Have you seen the Suicide Squad trailer? Yes.
No.
Oh, my goodness. That looks good. And it looks like Ben Affleck showing up as Batman
yes,
in it.
Yes, he is.
And I tell you what, the Suicide Squad, if you haven't read the comic book, spoiler alert, a little bit of a spoiler, it's pretty much the Dirty Dozen, right? Because the Dirty Dozen was so long ago, nobody really remembers it.
There's the bad guys have to get to...
Yeah. In the Dirty Dozen, there was like this mental institution for all these crazy soldiers, and they sent them on this mission in Nazi Germany.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, James Brown was in it.
Dude, I want to see
Jim
that.
Brown, not James Brown. Not, hey! But James Brown. Okay, so, before we get into Michaeltopia, actually, no. It is a Michael. So we'll get into that. Let's do a little Michaeltopia music to get us in. You know, you can live wherever you want in this world. You can live in the real world with all its craziness, or you can live in my brain where everything makes sense and my rules apply. It's a place called Michaeltopia. Join me, won't you? All right. I'm gonna start it off with this one. In Michaeltopia, the hangers-on to famous people, especially famous musicians, do not actively participate in that musician's death. We lost Prince a few days ago.
No, we didn't. I'm in denial. I refuse to accept it.
You know what? This one hit me really hard.
I love Prince, dude.
I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. And like, I think it really threw America for a loop. Oh,
it was out of nowhere, wasn't it?
And listen, and in Michaeltopia, if you do a little joke about the death of a celebrity, a beloved celebrity, like within 48 hours on Facebook, and then you go too soon, you lose your Facebook privileges for a year.
Amen.
Some jerk thinking that like he would be funny, man. I was just infuriated. Just infuriated. And I forget what this little joke
was. What was the joke?
I can't remember, but it's like, so if Prince dies, does that mean that blah blah blah? And then he like dot dot dot. Too soon, like he's too cool for the room.
He didn't even
like,
let the body get cold.
It's disgusting. It's just like such a hacky little first year stand up thing to do. Like I like a stand up.
I'm controversial,
right? Oh, look at me. I'm the opening act, and I did a joke, and I said the word rape. Hey guys, get over it.
Oh,
no,
I
your
see
joke
it all the time.
Sucked. I tell you what, the headliner should have a BB gun. The headliner should have a BB gun and just sit in the back of the room. And whenever, and just like comics who would do that and just like, oh, you didn't like my Prince joke? It was too edgy? No,
it was
too
soon. I made fun of Jesus.
Prince was...
I'm so controversial.
Awesome. Awesome. He gave away hit records like people give away candy at Halloween. Just like, it's unbelievable. And it's so sad. I guarantee it was the Percocet. I'm holding out hope that it wasn't. I'm hoping it was something else. But like, I guess there's footage of him like pacing in front of a Walgreens. Yeah. He was hitting this thing up. Somebody was going in and getting that Percocet for him. Somebody. And that person thinks, well, if I don't get it, Prince will fire me. You're going to save his life.
He'll get it from somebody else.
Not that night. He won't.
Yeah.
Not that night. It's like
he probably has a line of people that'll get it for him.
Killed Elvis Presley the same way. It's the same way they killed Elvis.
I think it would happen sooner or later anyway. I mean...
Well, don't let it happen on your watch.
Right.
You know what? I'm not going to actively participate in someone that talented death. But yeah, Prince was completely awesome. And let's go a little... Let's play other songs by Prince other than like...
the same ones...
Let's go crazy. No, let's get into some Kareem. Right on top. There's other good songs.
Yeah.
Prince. Nothing compares to you. How much money did Sinead O'Connor make?
Mm-hmm. He wrote that?
Over the weekend. Yeah, that's his song.
Oh, yeah, and just check right after the fact, because there were nice tributes online.
Oh, my goodness,
left and right.
Yeah.
And there were BuzzFeed style articles, the seven songs Prince wrote that you had no idea.
Yeah, there's a Stevie Nicks song. She got inspired by something. She calls him up out of the blue and she's like, can you help me write this? He's like, absolutely. And she's like, you get half the royalty. It's pretty much, you know, the Bangles, Just Another Manic Monday is a Prince song.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. It's actually Little Red Corvette slowed down. But anyway, so in Michaeltopia, we don't actively pretend killing our own. Prince was insanely. Who has another Michaeltopia?
I've got one that actually builds upon that one.
Yay.
In Michaeltopia, the Rolling Stones get to teach a course to all other rock stars where Keith Richards shares his secret for unlimited life.
You know what? This is funny, but Keith Richards and Ozzy Osbourne, mm-hmm. I believe Ozzy Osbourne, they've proved it. I don't know if they've proved it with Keith Richards yet. Ozzy has a different DNA, like a different gene. Mm-hmm. He has some. That's why he's still alive. He's like an X-Man, okay. Right? He's the next step in evolution. Like mortal people would be killed by the amount of drugs and alcohol, yes, he's had, but he's Ozzy Osbourne. He's a mutant.
Yeah.
And I think that Keith Richards, he's amazing. Like, he'll do heroin until it becomes a problem.
Yep.
And then he's like, gotta stop doing heroin. And a couple years ago, he fell out of a palm tree in the Caribbean. He was filming Pirates of the Caribbean.
Movie, yeah.
And he was up all night. He had been drinking and doing a bunch of coke. And he fell out of a palm tree and had a really bad concussion. He was in the hospital. And he goes, well, I guess that's it for coke. So yep. Now he's just like throwing this huge party, just blanket down, and then just eliminating. Okay, heroin's done. That became a problem in Canada, and I almost ruined my career and my life with the Rolling Stones. Had no more heroin. Okay, ooh, fell out of the palm tree. No more cocaine. Okay, it's just, I guess it's just weed and handfuls of downers, whatever. But yeah, he is a genetic mule.
And actually, Mick Jagger has clearly figured out the secret to cloning, because if you've looked at his son, it is a spitting image. It's scary.
Oh my gosh. Oh, this goes that whole thing. I saw Prince with his induction into the Hall of Fame, and mm-hmm. they did that All-Star Jam at the end. They did While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the mm-hmm. Beatles, and George Harrison's kid is standing in the background playing guitar and singing, looks just like his dad, sounds just like him. That's kind of...
It's creepy.
It is a little creepy, yeah. But then I feel bad for those kids. It's like, what do you do?
Why?
How do you get out from underneath that shadow?
I would stay in the shadow.
You lean in.
Yeah, I guess so.
You play it
like
up.
Bo Cephas, Hank Williams Jr., that kid, he had a really, really tragic, he but he found his own voice. Hit me with a Michaeltopia, Jason Anarino.
This might be just L.A., but if a guy asks you out, don't be mean. Let him down. Let him down easy.
Oh, no. Aww. Oh,
should I do
what
this?
Happened? What, yes, it's yes,
so,
you should.
It's so embarrassing, yes, but I'm going to say it, but it really hurt my feelings.
You guys, we're on fire today. I'm having so much fun.
I am too.
Han Solo's back and we're ripping it.
I asked a girl out on Instagram and she said, this is an exact quote.
Okay, this story's not going to end well. I asked a girl out on Instagram.
Well, we were talking on Instagram and I said, hey, you want to get a coffee or, you know, not even dinner or whatever. Just, hey, you want to grab a coffee?
Right, right.
She said, I'm not interested in, look at your face. Ooh. I have standards. I just got done dating Drake's bodyguard. Why would I date you?
I'm going to say two things that'll make you feel better.
Okay.
Number one, she's a liar.
Right?
Really?
Yeah. And number two, you were probably talking with a 65-year-old male pervert.
Well, that makes me feel better.
And I don't, you know what, I don't think she was really dating Drake's bodyguard. I just think that's a great way to get some ass when you're a dude at a club. Right? He's like, hey, it was good talking to you. I gotta go. Where are you going? Drake's doing a little recording with French Montana. I got to go to the, what? Yeah, I'm Drake's bodyguard. Like, how do you prove that? There's no like ID that comes with it. You just say you're Drake. And it's like the perfect level of fame, right? Mm-hmm. He's not.
Oh, no. Don't start dissing Drake. Like, he has minions and people who love him from Canadian Degrassi fans all the way.
Yeah,
to
but I'll tell
fans.
You what. No, I'm not saying anything bad about Drake. I think Drake is a very fine human being. But it's just like, I don't think he's like, it's not like you're saying you're Jay-Z's bodyguard, right?
Drake. Yeah, but if you're going to brag about sleeping with, brag about, okay, I slept with Drake. Oh, okay, I'm a little impressed. No, I slept with Drake's bodyguard. That's like, you don't brag about that, dude. That's like who you sleep with to get to Drake.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up with a political one here, unless somebody has another little gem. But in Michaeltopia, if a magazine does a fluff piece on a Democrat, they also have to do a fluff piece on a Republican. I'm leaving the grocery store the other day, and Us Weekly has this, like, glamour shot of Hillary Clinton on there. And guess what the article was? 25 things you didn't know about me.
Ding. She's wonderful.
Next to it is Time Magazine with this horrible picture of Ted Cruz and going, trustworthy enough? Question mark? Or no, it's like, likable enough? Like, Time Magazine.
It's more than the magazine. Oh, the whole media is like that.
It's unbelievable. Well, yeah.
I mean, the Stephen Colbert Show is basically a commercial for the Democratic Party.
It really is.
It's sickening.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
This will make you feel better. Weekly World News is doing a fluff piece on the Ted Cruz lookalike, Cersei Hayes.
Oh, there you go.
Who is this woman? What does she do for
everybody? Everybody reads the Weekly World News.
Hey, when the Martians brought Bigfoot, the Weekly World News covered it.
I wish the Weekly World News would like Brie.
They're way out there.
I wish they would.
Bat Boy with the crazy head.
I wish they would.
It's Martians and...
Oh, here's my closer, Michael Tobia. Thank you. You brought me to it because aliens took me to... which took me to Superman, which... Blah, blah, blah. In Michael Tobia, superhero movies are written and directed by people who love the characters, okay?
It is people that have actually read the comics.
It has become painfully obvious to me, and I'm talking to you, DC, and I'm talking to you, Warner Brothers. Here's why Marvel is kicking your butt. Those movies are written and directed by people who love those characters.
Right.
They just love them.
They actually read the
books. And I tell you what, the Man of Steel, stop trying to make Superman like some kind of anti-hero. I'm done with that. Superman is truth, justice, the American way. Red, white, and blue, he is a good guy. He is a good guy.
Has been since
Batman
day one.
Batman is your anti-hero.
Right.
And here's another thing. In Michael Tobia, Batman doesn't use guns, and Batman doesn't solve his problems with murder. So the more I think about that, that just infuriates me. Batman's going to kill Superman? What the what? No.
Yeah,
in no universe does Batman try to kill somebody. He doesn't even try to kill the Joker. Woo! We had a great time. Thanks for listening, everybody.
That's it? We're done?
We are done.
I could do another hour.
I know, me too, but guess what? We're going to have to save that for another show. It is the Loftus Party.
Head on over to iTunes.
Yeah, go to iTunes. Give us some stars, please. And then hit theloftusparty.com. Ooh, it's so exciting. Please, please,